9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If a king go to heaven, I got a plan.
bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas. Yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Loki still a zen. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict horse.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. It's the rubber match of this three-game set. The Rough Riders and the Wichita Wind Surge evened at one apiece in the series. The Rough Riders took the first meeting of these two teams in this ballpark 2-1 against Wichita. They try to do the same here today with Winston Santos on the hill. But before we talk about the pitchers, let's introduce ourselves alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley, and it's game number 90 of the year. 50 games to go in the regular season. The Rough Riders turning today to Winston Santos, the Rangers' number 15 prospect, making his third start at the AA level, coming off a one-inning outing in the Futures game last week in Arlington at Globe Life. In his AA career, now 1-0 with a 5.87 ERA, but he's coming off of a pretty good start where he went five innings, allowing just one unearned run on two hits, a walk, with seven strikeouts, winning his first career AA game against the Arkansas Travelers back at Riders Field. Overall, he's given up five earned runs, all of those earned runs coming in his first outing, in which he was tabbed with three home runs, matching his total allowed earlier this year at the high A level with the Hickory Crawdads. So he goes today trying to get back on track, trying to ride his really good outing the last time around. He's picked up 12 strikeouts over 7 2/3 innings of work, coming at you with a fastball, slider, and changeup. That fastball has a lot of life to it. We'll talk more about his development as the night goes on. Corey Lewis on the other side, the number 12-ranked prospect in the Minnesota Twins organization, gets the ball for Wichita. He's 0-2 with a 5.09 ERA across five games, which he's allowed 10 earned runs over 17 2/3 with 20 strikeouts and 12 walks. A guy that pitches with a mix that features a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, and most surprisingly, a knuckleball. Comes at you with a knuckleball and also throws pretty hard. The 23-year-old from Fountain Valley, California, went to UCSB and was a ninth-round selection by the Twins back in 2022. He's had a bit of trouble at the AA level, being hit around a bit, allowing a .310 opponent average, but still getting back into the groove, making his sixth start for Wichita this year after starting the year in April on the 60-day injured list with right shoulder impingement. He's back to himself and ready to go here in this rubber match. Game 3, the final game of this three-game set before the Rough Riders head back home and get back in action Tuesday through Sunday against the Tulsa Drillers. We'll talk more about this one when we come back, but first you'll hear part one of a two-part interview with Rough Riders development coach Kavika Emsley-Pye.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders development coach Kavika Emsley-Pye. First of all, Kavika, thanks for taking the time. And let's go back to the All-Star break. You got an opportunity to go down to the Futures game. Talk to me about what that was like for you.
Yeah, that was awesome. First of all, thanks for having me. It was a great experience for me and my family. It was really cool to have my family here and see me on a stage like that. So I just, you know, I'm really blessed to have the opportunity and the Rangers to give me that opportunity to go out there and represent the organization and Frisco Rough Riders. So a lot of fun on my end.
You got to throw some BP, if I remember correctly. Who was the most impressive with the stick?
Yeah, I actually had two groups, two-thirds of the whole team I threw to. So it was pretty cool to see the best of the best in our business. And the guys that stood out to me were a guy who crushed us early in the season, Davison De Los Santos. He hit a couple impressive balls up on the concourse. And then Drake Baldwin, who actually hit a home run in the Futures game. He was super impressive, covering all parts of the plates and really barreling balls all over the field. So really cool to see and be a part of.
Love it. Kavika, your family's here on this trip. What does it mean to have the little ones and the wife around for you here on the road?
Oh, man, that's everything for me. You know, this, the toughest part about this job is being away from the family. So anytime you can spend, time with the family here and to have my wife here and to experience what I get to experience and for my kids to see what I do, it's really special for me. And to see the smile on their faces and how they interact with the players on the team and the coaches, it's a big family atmosphere here. So it's really awesome to be a part of, and I can't say enough about the Rangers and how much they care about our families and take care of us.
Are the little ones starting to kind of gravitate towards the game? Have you seen that, and are you excited for the time where you get to be a little bit of dad and coach at the same time?
You know, it's interesting you say that. My oldest is 5 years old, and he's not taking any interest to the sport. But when we went to the All-Star game, we got to experience the village, and he got to see other kids experience the fun, and he wanted to jump in there, and I think he kind of scratched an itch right there. So I'm excited to see where this goes moving forward. You know, he's never really wanted to play catch or hit a ball, or if we do, you know, he loses focus really quick. So hopefully this kind of changes, and this experience here is something that we can, you know, take home and experience more of that together.
I love it. Look at this catcher's room. The development coach is the title, but a lot of your work has been on the catching side of things. Talk to me about what you've seen specifically out of Cooper Johnson and Liam Hicks this year.
Oh, these guys are studs. I can't say enough about their makeup, mental makeup, how they carry themselves day in and day out, and are very selfless in the fact that they care a lot about their teammates, especially the pitching staff. They're day in and day out, they come in and they're looking to get these guys better and find a way to win. And that's really what it takes to be a catcher, is really put in the effort to build that relationship with your pitchers, gain the trust from them. And then when you get in the game, it's just second nature. You guys can just go out there and play the game that you love. So that's been the main thing that sticks out to me with both those guys. And then, you know, the bonus here is how well they've been swinging the bat. And to see Cooper and Hicks kind of lead the league in OPS and really doing damage with the bat, and then helping us, you know, catch shutout games and, you know, lead the staff to be one of the best bullpens and starting rotation in the league. It just kind of speaks volumes for the amount of work they put in and how big of an impact they can be back there. So really, really happy to see what they've done so far. We still got a lot of baseball to play and a lot of room for improvement in our skills. So we're just going to go out there every day, keep pushing, keep learning, and then hopefully get these guys in a position where they can help our big league club win.
Awesome. Kavika, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Kavika Emsley-Pye, Rough Riders development coach here on the Riders pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back on the bank of the Arkansas River and Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas, just about 5 minutes away from first pitch here between the Wind Surge and the Rough Riders. Rough Riders going for the series win tonight, even at 1-1 here this afternoon. Mentioned Corey Lewis, the starter, the number 12 prospect for the Twins organization on the hill against the Rangers' number 15 ranked prospect, and Winston Santos getting the ball. A couple of guys early in their AA careers go head-to-head today, and let's meet the lineups that they'll go against. First for the visitors tonight, the Frisco Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza. It's Alejandro Osuna in the leadoff spot and back roaming center field. Liam Hicks does the work behind the plate for Winston Santos. He's the catcher batting second. Cody Freeman at the hot corner will bat third. Batting fourth, the cleanup man, the designated hitter Josh Hatcher after a day off last night. Abimelech Ortiz roams in right field. He'll bat fifth. The shortstop Max Acosta will bat sixth, followed in the seventh spot by Franer Chavez manning the one bag. Caber Rodriguez is the second baseman. He bats eighth. And Jesel Cepeda rounds out this lineup for the Rough Riders out in left field, making his first appearance in this series. Again, for the Riders, it is Osuna, Hicks, Freeman, Hatcher, Ortiz, Acosta, Chavez, Rodriguez, and Cepeda. On the other side for the home team, Wichita coming in at 6-14, snapping a five-game losing streak with a win last night, beating the Rough Riders 4-1. They are 37-52 overall on the year. They go with the same top of the card, and Luke Kieschel at the first base bag, leading things off. And batting second is the third baseman, Jake Rucker, as he did last night. Carson McCusker, the designated hitter, bats third. Jefferson Morales still in that cleanup spot and playing left field. Tanner Schobel, the second baseman, bats fifth. Tyler Dearden, who played in game one of the series and was off last night, will bat sixth and play right field. Ben Ross, the center fielder in each of the first two games, will play shortstop today and bats seventh. Batting eighth is the catcher Noah Cardenas after a night off last night. Jarrell Ortega, the shortstop in the first two games, sends himself out to center field. So again, for the win surge, it is Kieschel, Rucker, McCusker, Morales, Schobel, Dearden, Ross, Cardenas, and Ortega. Should be a fun one, the rubber match. It's Winston Santos getting the ball for the Rough Riders against Corey Lewis getting the ball for the win surge. The winner of this one takes the series here, and if the Rough Riders are able to do it, they will take the season series over Wichita. We'll step aside, and when we come back, Zach Bigley rejoins us and takes us the first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher! A three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river. Gone! The Riders have come storming back. It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022
Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a gorgeous day by the Arkansas River, the Frisco Rough Riders and the Wichita Wind Surge are ready for the series finale. It's Day Baseball coming from Wichita, Kansas, right to your computer or phone. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley alongside Luke Maley, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be on this Sunday afternoon. The Rough Riders won Game 1 of this series by a score of 8-5 and fell last night 4-1. So they have an opportunity today to win the series and the first one out of the All-Star break at that. Today they face Corey Lewis on the mound, the right-handed pitcher who throws a knuckleball for the Wichita Wind Surge. He's the number 12 prospect in the Twins organization. Alejandro Osuna is ready to go from the left side, and we are ready for baseball from Wichita, Kansas. Happy to have you along. Osuna 1-for-7 in the series with a double. Left-handed batter, bright yellow cleats and batting gloves. Lewis has his sign, and the right-hander rocks back, delivers in. We're underway with a fastball right down the middle. It's 0-1. We're underway at 1:06 in the p.m., just 1 minute tardy. It is a beautiful day for baseball, just perfect. The 0-1, it's low, and it's one ball and one strike. 79 degrees, sunny, with a slight breeze at 9 miles an hour blowing in from left field. We'll see 14-mile-an-hour wind gusts today as well. 1-1, a hard grounder up the first baseline and foul. It's one ball and two strikes on Osuna. This time of year, you can't get much better weather-wise. And even down in Frisco next week, it's supposed to be a little cooler. So looking forward to some late July wonderful weather in these next couple weeks. The sun poking out from behind some clouds. It's partly cloudy right now. Offering home, Osuna swings and misses on the knuckleball, and he strikes out. So Osuna, the first strikeout victim of Lewis, he throws that knuckleball about 12% of the time. One away on the strikeout, here's Liam Hicks. For Corey Lewis, it hasn't nearly been as successful of a season as he had in his first full professional season last year. He rocks back and offers, and Hicks watches down low. It's one ball and no strikes. A season ago, after being drafted in the ninth round by the Twins out of UC Santa Barbara, he was incredible, and he ended up winning Twins Minor League Pitcher of the Year last year. 1-0. That's on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Went 9-4 with a 2.49 ERA across 22 starts between low A and high A, but this season he's run into some troubles. He delivers in the 1-1. Changeup grounded foul to the right side. It's one ball and two strikes on Hicks. Most of the troubles that he's run into have been injury issues. He had right shoulder impingement that kept him out for most of the year. In fact, he's making just his sixth start here at the AA level this year. 0-2 with a 5.09 ERA. 1-2 is low, and it's two balls and two strikes. He's been hit around a little bit. Opponents are batting 310 against him, and lefties are hitting 433 against him this year. 2-2 on the way. Bounces in there with the knuckleball, and it's three balls and two strikes. Lewis is the number 12 prospect for a reason within this Twins organization. He had a great year last year, and a lot of people believe he can be a back end of the rotation starter. 3-2, up and in. Hicks draws ball four on the high fastball, I should say. And it's a one-out base runner for the Rough Riders, having scored in the first inning in each of the first two games of this series.
Hicks has been tremendous. Mentioned yesterday during the broadcast that he evened his total of walks and strikeouts. Now more walks than strikeouts on the year for Liam Hicks. It's just been impressive to watch his patience at the plate.
That's been his calling card throughout his whole career. He has more walks than strikeouts in his career as well. The second hardest player to strike out in the league. There's Cody Freeman. First pitch is rifled foul down the left field line. It's 0-1. Just underway, no score, top of the first inning. Rough Riders and Wind Surge, happy to have you on this Sunday. Cody Freeman, 2-for-7 in the series with an RBI. He's walked a couple times. Stands in from the right side, feet close together. Rough Riders in their road gray, tops today and bottoms. The pitch. misses high with the knuckleball, and it's one ball and one strike. On the other side for Wichita, it's their white tops and white bottoms with the navy ball cap. Lewis has his sign. He's ready from the stretch, and he deals. Up high. Three balls, make it two balls and one strike on Freeman. Well, the Rough Riders have been kind of feast or famine in the first inning. They've scored a run in each of the last two games in the first inning, but yesterday they didn't find the scoreboard after the first in their 4-1 loss. 2-1, fouled back this way and up over our heads. It's two balls and two strikes. They're just trying to find that consistency on the offensive side throughout the game. Yesterday it was a strong performance by Andrew Morris in his start, going six innings, allowing just the one run in the first. He really settled in after that first inning. Freeman back in from the right side with Josh Hatcher waiting on deck. Lewis Rennies fires and misses high. Three balls, two strikes. The knuckleball that Lewis throws is not your typical knuckleball. He throws it a lot harder than knuckleballers of old. He'll throw it in the mid-80s for the most part. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Went to that knuckleball again. Cody Freeman strikes out swinging. Second strike out of this first inning, and there are two away. Josh Hatcher bats now. He's thrown it as hard as 88 miles an hour. If you think to your Tim Wakefields or your Charlie Huffs, they would throw it usually in about the 50s, and it just floated up in there. He readies and brings it. It's up and in, and it's one ball and no strikes on Hatcher with Hicks at first. No score in the top of the first inning. And talking to Ryan Tuntlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach today, he said it almost acts more as a splitter than it does as a knuckleball, the pitch. Foul back to the left side. It's one ball and one strike, meaning that it tumbles downward instead of kind of dancing in all directions as a knuckleball would.
Yeah, and almost because of that, it becomes even harder to hit because it takes longer. You don't have as long to react to it, but it's still doing that same knuckleball-type movement.
Swing and a miss and a pitch below the zone. It's 1-2.
As a hitter, you're picking up the knuckleball and then watching it act as a splitter. It's almost some deception in there. Makes it even harder to hit.
And on top of that, he has four other pitches. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, top to the right side. Schoble to his left. The second baseman's got it. And he throws out Hatcher at first to retire the side. The Rough Riders get a base runner, nothing else. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on. Rough Riders scoreless. Wichita to the plate against Winston Santos when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the first inning. Winston Santos taking the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco held scoreless in the top of the first. Santos making his third career Double-A start with the Rough Riders. The 22-year-old into his wine. First pitch to Luke Kieschel is up and in, and he hit him with a fastball on the upper back. Watch out. Well, Kieschel's down to first base, and Santos immediately will go from the stretch. It was just a fastball that got away from him. He ended up hitting him in the left shoulder near the shoulder blade. He tossed the bat away, frustrated, but not at Santos. More frustrated with the fact that he got hit, of course. Here's Jake Rucker now. First pitch. Fastball away, 1-0. If you're not familiar with Winston Santos, the 22-year-old stands 6'1", 160 pounds. The Dominican Republic native was just promoted a couple weeks ago up to Frisco. Didn't make the start last week, though. He readies and brings it. That's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Santos missed his start last week because he participated in the Futures game, throwing an inning out in Arlington. So back with the Rough Riders now. His second start in Frisco went a lot better than his first. He readies and brings in the 1-1. Low and away in the dirt, Hicks blocks, and it's two balls and one strike. In his first start against Corpus Christi, allowed five runs on three homers across 2 2/3 innings. But in his most recent start on July 5th against Arkansas, went five innings, surrendering just an unearned run with seven strikeouts. He's a strikeout artist. He has been all season. 2-1. In the air out to left center field with some good carry. Osuna cutting into the alley. He's under it. And the center fielder puts it away. Kieschel back to first base. One out here in the first, and Carson McCusker stands in now. No score. Bottom of the first inning. One out. Santos on the season, 93 strikeouts in 72 innings between his two stops in high A and double A. He looks in, he's got his sign from the stretch. Kieschel leads from first, the pitch. Just high, missing with a slider, 1-0. Defense behind Santos for the Rough Riders today, it's Jesel Cepeda in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, and Abimelech Ortiz roaming out in right field. Cody Freeman at the hot corner. Max Acosta at shortstop. Gabriel Rodriguez plays second, while Franer Chavez holds on Kieschel at first. The 1-0. Flips a slider across the outside corner at the knees, and it's one ball and one strike. Liam Hicks does the catching today for the Rough Riders. Trevor Patience is our home plate umpire today. Ben Engstrand, the crew chief, down the first baseline, and Brandon Tipton is our third base umpire. 1-1. In the air, foul down the right field line. It's 1-2. What an odd series it's been for Carson McCusker. 0-4, that's not great. But he's walked five times. He came into this series finishing right before the All-Star break with homers and back-to-back games. He hasn't had many opportunities to swing the stick so far in this series. Nine homers, he's a threat. Santos ahead of him, he deals. In the air, down the right field line, and the wind pushes it foul. And out of play. Still one ball and two strikes. All 6'8" of him in from the right side. This is a Wichita team that has had no problem scoring this year. Their biggest problem has been on the pitching side of things. Here's the stretch, a look over towards first, a throw that way, and Kieschel's back in safely after dancing off of first base. Kieschel's had a tough time this season here in Double-A with his efficiency of stolen bases. He's 6-10. Santos readies. He deals. Simmers a fastball high. Two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders yesterday saw the wrath of this Wichita pitching staff, something that has been very tough for them this year, has been holding leads. In fact, in their last 16 losses, they've held the lead in nine of them as the pitch is chopped foul to the left side with the runner going. And it's two balls and two strikes still. Rough Riders scored just one run but had plenty of opportunities with runners on base. They stranded sixth and had just one hit with runners in scoring position on the night. Santos peering in for his sign. He readies and fires. Swinging a foul in and out of Hicks's glove. Another foul ball, and it's still two balls and two strikes. He's about to deliver his 13th pitch already of this first inning and still just one out. McCusker has fouled off four pitches in this first. He digs back in from the right side, a guy who was signed as a non-drafted free agent out of Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, I should say. The pitch. Fouled away to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. McCusker was drafted out of high school but chose to go to college and just had not found his footing at the college level in terms of getting the swing and miss to go down. And usually when guys have a lot of swing and miss in college, that makes major league teams shy away from them. Another throw over to first, not in time. McCusker has been able to tamp that down a little bit at the professional ranks and has turned himself into a pretty darn good player on the offensive side this year with an 822 OPS. Sun pokes from behind the clouds, and the pitch. Runner goes again. It's outside. Hicks' throw down to second, not in time. Kieschel swipes the bag. It's his seventh steal in 11 attempts. It's a full count to McCusker, missing with a slider off the outside corner. Hicks' throw was late and a little bit to the third base side of the second base bag. A runner in scoring position now. 10th pitch of this plate appearance coming up to McCusker. Scoreless bottom of the first. Santos readies. Looks to second, pitches. Inside, and did it hit the bat or the batter? It hit the batter. So McCusker hit by a pitch, the second hit batter of this first inning for Santos. He loses the 10-pitch battle, and Jefferson Morales stands in now.
That's a tough blow for Santos. He's trying to come inside. You mentioned a 10-pitch at-bat. It's always tough to lose those, especially when you hit a batter, and that's going to prompt a conversation with the Rough Riders pitching coach and John Goble, who comes out of the Rough Riders dugout.
Yeah, he's hit two batters in this first inning. He came in through 14 starts with just three hit batters all season. So, as you mentioned, Goble exits the dugout. He'll go have a chat, try to calm him down before facing Morales, who's been one of the best hitters in this lineup. Morales, in the opener of this series, an 8-5 win for the Rough Riders. Finished just a home run shy of the cycle, doubling, tripling, and singling in his last three at-bats in that order. Yesterday was held hitless, though. Drove in a run on a fielder's choice and was hit by a pitch. Morales, the right-handed batter. It's a long conversation on the mound with Goble, in part because he's having his conversation translated by Franer Chavez, the first baseman. And he walks back to the dugout. We saw it with Teodoro a little bit yesterday, but coming off a Futures game appearance, it makes it a little tougher to come out and throw here at the AA level. And so Santos showing some signs of rustiness in the first inning. Here we go, right on right. Runners at first and second, one down, no score, the pitch. Ground ball up the third baseline, it's just foul. 0-1.
And Zach, to your point, not only is it a little bit of a different environment than pitching in a big league ballpark with a ton of fans there in attendance, it's also a bit of a weird schedule. You know, you skip your full start here, then you get, for Teodoro it was two innings, for Santos it was one inning. So just taking a second to get back into the group.
And you're pitching in the daytime, too, a 1 o'clock game. The pitch. And he hit him. Fastball inside. He hit his third batter of this first inning, and the bases are now loaded. Oh, brother. Three hit batters all season, and he's hit three in the first inning of this game. That one went inside and hit him in the back right forearm. is Tanner Schobel.
For Santos, you know, you never want to walk or hit the bases loaded, but for him here now, a chance to settle in, get a ground ball, get out of the inning, or even just a soft out, and he could get out of this frame without any damage done.
This is his 18th pitch of the first inning upcoming to Schobel. He deals. Up and in, one ball and no strikes. Schobel, the number 10 prospect in the Twins organization. Right-handed hitter, 1-for-7 in the series. Bases loaded, one down. Bottom of the first inning, scoreless. The pitch. Slider in there for a strike, it's 1-1. And Schobel is bailing out every time he's taking these pitches. When a guy throws in the upper 90s, he's already hit three batters in the inning. I'm sure there's a little trepidation stepping into that box. 1-1. Low and outside in the dirt. Hicks blocks to save a run. A nice glove save off the outside edge. Nearly impossible ball to block with your body. Just kind of threw that glove out there and tried to short hop with the backhand. He was able to keep it in front.
That's taking Hicksy back to his hockey days.
Yeah.
Being a goalkeeper.
Two balls and one strike on Schobel. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit well into right field. Backing Ortiz. He's shy of the warning track. He makes the grab. Kieschel tags from third. The throw goes into second. And it's 1-0 Wichita. Tanner Schobel with a sacrifice fly to right field. There are two outs in this inning. Carson McCusker scoots down to third, tagging on the play as well. So runners on the corners with two down for Tyler Dearden, the left-handed batter. Hitting the three batters comes back to bite Winston Santos. 1-0 Wichita without the aid of a hit. It's been a series that has been full of long first innings, and just another one here in this finale. Pitch is up and away. It's 1-0. We've seen at least a run from either team in every first inning in this series. The Riders scored one in the first and the opener. Both Frisco and Wichita knotted a tally in yesterday's first inning, and then one so far for the win search here. The offering slips up and away, and it's 2-0. Santos already probably on a pitch count because of that weird schedule that Luke mentioned with the Futures game. He's seen that pitch count climb here in the first inning. The pitch. Changeup dips below the zone. He's gone three balls and no strikes on Dearden.
The plan for Teodo yesterday was right around 75 pitches, so you'd expect likely the same. Not a good sign early for Santos, who's having to labor. So if he's able to get out of the inning, he should settle in and be just fine.
That's certainly the hope. He's about to deal his 25th pitch. He offers. It's inside and a four-pitch walk to Dearden. Bases are loaded again. Three hit-by-pitches and a walk in this first inning for Winston Santos. And Ben Ross standing in from the right side now. That time missing with a slider for Santos to deliver ball four. Ross, the right-handed batter. Santos readies from the stretch. He kicks home. Fastball, strike outside corner, 0-1. Santos was a prospect in 2022 and then just had a miserable season last year with his command and giving up a ton of hits. Opponents hit .295 against him last year. The pitch, fouled back. 0-2. He hit 16 batters last year. And then his command was incredibly well refined this season. But starting to lose it here in the first inning. His problem in high A and what we saw in his debut was he almost throws too many strikes sometimes. But having a tough time finding the strike zone in the first inning of this one. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Swinging a broken bat roller past the mound. Acosta charges bare hands off of his bare hand. Everyone's safe, and McCusker scores. It's 2-0 Wichita.
Well, that's the pitch you want if you're Winston Santos there. You saw off the batter, but it's just so softly hit. And in the perfect spot where he can't get off the hill to get there, there's not much of a play for Max Acosta at short, even if he does come up with that bare hand on the infield grass. That's just an infield single in the way baseball works.
And so it is an RBI single. Eighth man of this first inning coming up, Noah Cardenas. He's about to throw his 30th pitch on this first offering. Base is still loaded. The pitch. Cardenas takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. And now there's action going on in the Rough Riders bullpen as well. It's Robbie Ahlstrom who's loosening. A left-hander. Santos readies. And the 0-1. Check swing strike on the outside corner. 0-2. Now the Rough Riders are in a bit of a conundrum on the bullpen side of things, because of really two reasons. One is that they've used all of their relievers except for Tyler Owens so far in the three games of this, or the first two games of this series. The other is they're a man down in the bullpen. 0-2, a swing and a ground ball to third. Freeman's got it, takes it into the third base bag, and retires the side, getting Dearden for the third out. But damage done, two runs across on one hit. It was an infield hit, three hit by pitches and a walk. And it's 2-0 wind surge to the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Crowell. Thank you, all Rough Riders fans, for your support. That's right.
Moving on to the top of the second inning from Wichita in beautiful Riverfront Stadium on this Sunday and series finale. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. It's a 2-0 start for Wichita. Rough Riders send 5, 6, and 7 up to the plate. Then Malek Ortiz, Max Acosta, and Freiner Chavez. Probably could have been worse in that first inning, but four unearned trips aboard for the wind surge. First pitch up and away from Lewis, and it's 1-0. Three hit by pitches and a walk. Made it two runs on just one hit for Wichita. And they stranded three aboard. 1-0. That's down and in. It's two balls and no strikes. Ortiz has hit safely in five of his last six games. He's hitting .478 during that stretch. 11 for 23. The offering is high. Three balls and no strikes. He's just 2 for 9 in this series, though. Double and an RBI in the opener of the set. Lewis rocks back in the 3-0. He fits it on the outside corner. His strike gets 3-1 now on Ortiz. We were talking about Corey Lewis's knuckleball in the first inning, and of course, we could probably talk about a knuckleball for all nine innings today. The pitch. That fits at the top of the zone, a strike. Ortiz thought it was high. It's 3-2. The knuckleball is so rare nowadays. A lot of guys in the Rough Riders dugout have never even seen a knuckleball in their entire careers. 3-2 pitch.
Swinging a foul back into Cardenas' glove, strike three. Third strikeout for Lewis. One away, and Max Acosta stands in now. And that's one of the reasons why it's so effective. Even if you don't have a great knuckleball, a lot of guys have never even seen one. And so they can get a what-the-heck-was-that kind of reaction just by seeing the pitch. First pitch to Max Acosta. Just flicks off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Acosta riding a six-game hitting streak. 11 for 24. 458 average, the pitch. He whacks it foul down the right field line. It's 1-1. So talking to a few of the guys before today's game, trying to figure out who had ever seen a knuckleball, and chatting with Alex DeGoti, who's the veteran on this roster, former major leaguer. He's on the injured list. 1-1. It's low and away, and it's two balls and one strike. He had seen one knuckleballer during his time in the minor leagues, and it's the same one that a lot of the guys have seen in the Texas League. It's Matt Waldron, who now pitches for the Padres as the offering is fouled back into Cardenas' glove, and it's two balls and two strikes on Acosta. Matt Waldron, when he was coming up through the minor leagues and through the Padres organization, he only threw the knuckleball every now and again. He wasn't a primary knuckleball thrower that you might think of in some of the most famous ones. But he also threw 100 miles an hour with his fastball. 2-2. Outside. Three balls, two strikes. Well, now that he's in the big leagues, he has transitioned to throwing a lot of knuckleballs. His first year in the major leagues last year, he didn't. The offering in. There's a breaking ball tagged into right center field. Hanging up for Dearden coming in from right. He makes the grab. Two away in the second, and Franer Chavez steps in now. Last year, he threw a lot of his pitches kind of around similar percentages, but this year the knuckleball has just skyrocketed in its usage. He throws it around 40% of the time, more than any other pitch, and it's been really effective. Opponents are just hitting 210 off Waldron's knuckleball in the major leagues this year. Here's the offering in. That's at the top of the zone on the inside corner to Franer Chavez, and it's 0-1. 2-0 wind surge, top of the second, two outs, bases clear.
We've also seen a bit of a resurgence of the knuckleball.
0-1 is high, 1-1.
David Fletcher, the former infielder for the Angels, has started his pitching career in the Braves organization with Gwinnett throwing that knuckleball.
Offering in. Line the opposite way at third. It gets past Rucker off the tip of his glove. And Chavez is safe at first. Rucker was in at third base in a tough play trying to backhand that ball. It got on him quickly on one short hop. And we'll see how it's ruled, if they go hit or error. But yeah, how about David Fletcher? He threw 8 2/3 innings the other day.
It's unbelievable.
You can go forever throwing that knuckleball.
Yeah, you can.
Here's Keber Rodriguez, right-handed batter. They do go hit. So the first hit of the day for the Rough Riders. Pitch home. That's high, 1-0. We've seen two hits in this game. Both have been in the infield. Waldron throws his knuckleball about 78 miles an hour on average. 1-0. Fouled away to the right side, leaking into the stands. One ball and one strike. He's done a really good job limiting the hard contact against that pitch this season. So who knows? Corey Lewis doesn't throw his knuckleball very often now. Maybe one day, if he gets to the big leagues, he'll decide to go the route of Matt Waldron and start to throw it more. Throw over to first, not in time to get Chavi. It's the fun thing about baseball, especially on the pitching side. Everything's always evolving. Guys are adding new pitches, changing their arsenals. Lewis has had that knuckleball ever since college. The 1-1. That one's drilled into left center field. High and hanging up. Morales under it. Ortega cuts over from center. He pockets it and ends the inning. A The Rough Riders get a base runner, but cannot score. No runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go into the second, into the bottom half of the inning. The Rough Riders trail 2-0 to the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the second. Rough Rider is down 2-0 in this series finale. Jarell Ortega starts it in the ninth spot against Winston Santos, looking for a bounce back inning after throwing a ton of pitches in the first. Finished that first inning with 31 pitches, 17 for strikes. First pitch up and into Ortega, 1-0. Santos hit three batters and walked one, surrendering couple runs on a sac fly and an infield RBI single. 1-0. In the air, foul down the right side. It's one ball and one strike. So looking for a much cleaner inning here in the second. And as Luke mentioned earlier, sometimes that's what happens. You have a tough first inning and then you're able to bounce back and be smooth the rest of the way. That's what we saw from Andrew Morris yesterday for Wichita. 1-1. The slider just high. It's two balls and one strike. Morris threw 28 pitches in the first inning yesterday, surrendering a run. And then threw five shutout innings, only allowing three hits the rest of the way. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him with the heater, 2-2. And then you have the other side, though, with Emiliano Teodo, who threw 19 pitches, allowing a run in the first inning yesterday for the Rough Riders, and then only lasted three-plus innings, allowing two more runs in the third. Kind of a double-edged sword. You don't really know what you're going to get. 2-2 pitch to Ortega. That's flied into left center field and hit fairly well, though Osuna into the alley. And he's there to make the grab. One out for the top of the order in Luke Kieschel. 2-0 Wichita. Kieschel was hit on the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning. Right-handed batter. His walk-up music is the Rocky theme song. How about that? The pitch. It's low and outside, 1-0.
That's good stuff right there.
Earlier this season, Robbie Tenorowicz for Arkansas, his walk-up music was the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song. That's good stuff. 1-0 pitch. Flied out to left field, right at Cepeda, jogging in a couple steps, makes the chest-high catch. 2 down for Jake Rucker. Much cleaner start for Santos. 7 pitches, 2 outs. Rucker a fly out to center in the first inning. Right-handed batter. First pitch. Swing and a miss and a good slider away. It's 0-1. Fastball, slider, changeup for Santos, and it's been effective. In Hickory, he only threw two right-handed changeups. The pitch. That's inside. One ball and one strike. He'll be much more frequent on the righty-righty changeups here at the AA level, as pitching coach John Goble loves to throw those pitches. 1-1. It's down and in. Two balls and one strike. That slider is extremely effective to righties, and the changeup's good against lefties. He's struggled against left-handers so far this season. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. 2-2. Lefty's hitting 308 against him. Over 1,200 OPS so far through two starts here in AA. 2-0 Wichita. Bottom of the second. Two outs. Bases clear. 2-2 offering. Low and outside. Tried the slider again and missed with it. Three balls, two strikes. Santos still just 21 years old, though. 22 years old, and has a lot of room to grow. He readies the black glove near his face. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider. There's the first strikeout of the day for Winston Santos. Side retired in order in the second. Nice bounce back frame. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Luke Bailey has your play-by-play when we come back. It's 2-0 Wichita leads the Rough Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't
find their parents pay. Corey Lewis chose the rubber. His first offering to Hazel Cepeda at the bottom of the Rough Riders lineup. Glides a bit upstairs for ball one. Cepeda seeing his first action since playing three games right before the All-Star break against Northwest Arkansas. And he hits this one high and deep out to left center field. Ortega ranging into the alleyway, and he's there to run it down. Good swing from Hazel Cepeda. Maybe the hardest contact we've seen from a Rough Riders hitter the first time through the lineup. But to no avail, he flies out to center field. And there's one away. Rough Riders got a two-out base hit by Franer Chavez in the last inning. They also got Liam Hicks, who's due up in the frame, aboard with a walk in the first. Osuna steps in, he squares to bunt, pulls back, watches inside for ball one. Osuna has notched hits in 12 of his 15 games in a Frisco uniform. Pitch home, and he hits this one high out to deep right field, pushing Dearden back. He's at the wall, and this ball is gone. A solo homer for Alejandro Osuna, his third as a Rough Rider. And the Riders are on the board. They've cut the lead in half. It's 2-1, Wichita. There's that power swing from Alejandro Osuna. Last night in the sixth inning, his double snapped a six-game skid without an extra base hit. And now he's back
doing Alejandro Osuna things with extra base hits and back-to-back games. This time a homer to put the Riders on the board. Now Liam Hicks will follow the homer in from the left side against Corey Lewis. Pitch home. There's the knuckleball, and it's called a strike on the outer edge. Hicks raised his on-base percentage yet again with a walk in that first inning. Pitch home, and he hits this one high into shallow right field. Dearden ranging in as Schoble goes out, as well as Ortega, the center fielder, coming on, and he's the one to make the play. A home run sandwiched between a pair of flyouts to center field. And there are two gone for Corey Lewis here in the top of the third inning. 2-1 our score. Wichita notched two runs in that opening inning against Winston Santos. It came on three hit-by-pitches, a walk, and a base hit. And even that hit, an infield single. Here's Cody Freeman from the right side. The first offering just catches the top of the zone on the outer edge. Called strike one. Well, Freeman 0-for-1 today with a strikeout, but they can pretty much pencil him in for a hit. The pitch home misses downstairs. Freeman has hits in 20 of his last 22 games. And over that span, he's seen two 9-game hitting streaks. He's hit in back-to-back games. No, if history is to repeat itself, we've got 7 more games with a Cody Freeman hit. The pitch misses down, and Freeman hops ahead 2-1. Freeman in this series, 2-for-7. He's picked up a hit in each game, both of them being singles. He's also reached with a pair of walks. He hits this one high and deep out to left field, pushing Morales to the track. He's at the track and running across into foul territory, and it drops in a foul ball. Cody Freeman got it up in the air. That wall down the line, 340, and it bounced just about 2 feet in front of that wall, but in foul ground. Morales ranged all the way over, running across the warning track into foul territory, and he wasn't able to make the snag. A new light for Cody Freeman. He'll make the long trot back as he was headed into second base as that ball fell. Grab his weapon, catch his breath, and get back to work in a 2-2 count. Lewis picked up a pair of strikeouts in the first inning and led off the second with a strikeout. One of those strikeouts was Cody Freeman. Josh Hatcher stands on deck. Two away in a 2-1 ball game. 2-2 pitch on the way to Cody Freeman. Checked his swing. They appeal down. And Ben Engstrand, the crew chief, says yes, he did. It's strikeout number 4 for Corey Lewis. And the second time that Cody Freeman's down on strikes. But the Rough Riders on the board. It comes on the solo homer by Alejandro Osuna. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Rough Riders trailing the Wind Surge 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter. We listen to the Riders Baseball.
Winston Santos back on the mound after a 1-2-3 second inning. Ran into some trouble in the first, hitting three batters and walking one. And he's back to work against Carson McCusker, who hits a high fly ball out to deep center field. Osuna racing back just in front of the warning track, and he's there to haul it in. What an interesting series it's been for Carson McCusker. In this series, the Rough Riders pitching staff has issued 12 walks. Five of those belong to Carson McCusker. They've also hit three batters here in this game, and that also belongs to McCusker. In the series now, across three games, he's 0 for 5, but has reached six times, five times via the walk and one with a hit by pitch. It's the first pitch to Jefferson Morales, just misses the zone, a bit outside. Morales had himself a huge opening night in the loss to the Rough Riders. On Friday, it's a pop-up on the infield, a towering pop-up, sending all the Rough Riders infielders converging in. It's Franer Chavez, the first baseman, who takes charge. All of them simultaneously after Chavi makes the play, looking up into the sky. There's some cloud coverage overhead, and it appears that that white cloud is directly above the infield. And Max Acosta, you could see, kind of flail his arms out to the side at shortstop, saying, "I can't find it. Somebody has to come up with this." And it was ultimately Franer Chavez who took charge. And Santos has now set down six in a row. First offering on its way to Tanner Schobel, and they appeal down on the check swing. And Engstrand, first base umpire, says he didn't offer. All and no strikes. Rough Riders dugout certainly thought he offered. Righty rocks and fires. He delivers over the heart of the plate, called a strike. Even at 1-1, Tanner Schobel, the number 10-ranked prospect in the Twins org. And he rifles one down the left field line, sending Cepeda back to the wall, and it'll get out, but on the foul side of things. Schobel gave it a ride, but couldn't keep it fair. It clanked off the netting. That connects down the left field line to that foul pole. Schobel delivered a sacrifice fly his first time up. He's 1-for-7 in the series. He's appeared in all three games. Santos ahead, a ball and two strikes. The pitch home, taken down and away. Even at 2-2 with Tyler Dearden standing on deck. Right-hander awaits. The pitch on its way, runs well outside, and the count moves to full. Santos trying to make it back-to-back 1-2-3 frames after seeing eight batters in the first. Wave and a miss. Had him out on his front leg. And it's the second strikeout. And he ends the second straight inning via that strikeout. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Three in the books from Riverfront Stadium. We head to the fourth. Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit cacicafoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Hatcher digs in from the left side, the second time against Corey Lewis. And the first offering is a half swing and a miss. It's hesitant by Hatcher, not a full swing, but he certainly offered it. Hatcher now 2-for-6 in the series, had last night off. Right into rocks and fires. And misses just a bit outside to the left-handed hitter. Even in a ball and a strike. Hatcher made a diving effort in right field back on Friday night. Pitch home, and he hits a pop-up on the left side that trickles into foul territory. And that dive, he, for the moment, we thought maybe had injured his shoulder, and everything okay with Hatcher, but he got the night off last night. And now back in the lineup today, it's a high fly ball on the left side of the infield. Into that sun, it's Rucker and Ross looking up, and Rucker couldn't find it. Hatcher moves up to second base. That's a tough one. You just saw in the last inning, Franier Chavez pick up an infield pop-up. And the left side of that infield was blinded, whether it was lost in the clouds, which have now seemingly moved on, and now it's just directly looking into the sun. Neither Ross nor Rucker on the left side of the infield really ever seemed to locate that ball. And Rucker was the closest one to it, but it dropped in just behind him.
Credit to Josh Hatcher, too, running the whole way. He ends up with a double.
Certainly so. On the stat sheet, it's a two-bagger. Pitch home to Ortiz, called a strike. Just what the Rough Riders needed, trailing 2-1. They get the leadoff man aboard on what generally is an infield pop-out. Ortiz in from the left side. Pitch home, called a strike on the outer edge. Abimelech falls behind. 0-2 the count on the left-handed hitter. Abby had a five-game hitting streak snapped last night, going 0-4, but he was responsible for driving in the Rough Riders' lone run. That came in the first inning, and then they were blanked the rest of the way. The pitch home. Ortiz pops one up, back behind the netting, out of play. Two for 10 in the series. Struck out his first time up, then marked his second strikeout over the last three games. As he sends one back out of play yet again, he stays alive at nothing and two. It's what we've seen so much more of as of late for Abimelech Ortiz. Even when behind in the count, he's been selective, and those borderline pitches he's been able to spoil. Earlier in the year, it was a lot of cut and miss at that sort of offering. Another 0-2 on its way, and it runs upstairs, chest high, and Ortiz takes for a ball. Hatcher at second after the infield double. Not one you say all that often. Right into rocks and fires, and Ortiz sends one back to the screen. Another foul ball on the sixth pitch of the at-bat. 1-2 the count. Left-handed hitting right fielder today. Waves the bat over his left shoulder. A pitch from Lewis, taken, called strike three, got him looking. Now a strikeout in every inning to this point for Corey Lewis. He's up to 5 on the afternoon. Ortiz unable to get Hatcher over as he goes down looking. The second time today via that strikeout. Here's Max Acosta, who flew out to right his first time up. An aggressive hitter. Loves to hunt an early fastball. The first offering from Lewis is taken, called a strike. Didn't get his fastball, but watches a called strike. 60 pitches now for Corey Lewis. Rocks and fires, and a wave and a miss. Looked like the curveball. Nothing in two on the right-handed hitting shortstop. Acosta mentioned 0-for-1 today, riding his six-game hitting streak. 11 for his last 25. He asked for time, and he's granted it by Trevor Patience behind the plate. Rainier Chavez, who singled his last time, due up, one away, and an 0-2 count with a runner at second. Lewis kicks, and here's a pop-up into shallow center field. Ortega charging in on the run, and it's the shortstop Ben Ross who glides under it to make an underhanded grab. Two away, and after the leadoff double, Hatcher remains at second base. Two batters later, now Franer Chavez will try to drive him home with two away. Chavez batting from the left side with a right-hander on the hill. Switch hitter. 1-for-1 with a single now. As he launches a called strike on the outer edge. Chavez had the night off last night after picking up a pair of hits in the series opener on Friday evening. Now we're overall hitting 500, 3-for-6 across the two games. He launches one on the outside for ball one. Even at 1-1, two gone, and the pull side shift on the infield on the right side. The third baseman Rucker playing relatively straight up, and there's one rocketed, and Kavika Emsley Pye, the first base coach for the Rough Riders, had to hit the turf to get out of the way of the liner, showing off the agility. Franer Chavez falls behind, a ball and two strikes. Javi does have a pair of RBI in this series and came on a two-run double back on Friday. He awaits the pitch from Lewis. Here's a soft roller back towards the hill up the first base side. And Lewis has it, an underhand flip to Kieschel. And the rider is unable to do anything with the leadoff double. It's no runs on one hit. No errors and one stranded. In the top of the fourth, we head to the last of the fourth inning. Wichita 2, Rough Riders 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Winston Santos has retired seven in a row after seeing two runs cross on just one hit in the opening frame. He settled it nicely. Tyler Dearden will get his second look at Santos. Dearden worked a walk his last time up, and from the left side. The pitch home, cut on and missed. Late on the fastball. Santos attacking with the fastball slider changeup mix. Delivers a bit outside. And the Rangers really loved his fastball a couple of years ago when it was sitting 92 to 95. That was in 2022. The pitch home. Hit well into deep center field. No sooner ranging back, racing towards the track near the wall, and he's there with a nice read to haul in the first down to the bottom of the fourth. Osuna got a tremendous jump on that ball. It was hit really well off Dearden's bat. Rough Riders center fielder back there to help out his starting pitcher. After that 2022 season for Winston Santos, he saw an uptick in velocity, reaching 98, 99 with that fastball, but really struggled the following year. The pitch home. Ross takes a called strike over the heart of the plate. 0-1. And Jaye Hickory last year was a 6.29 ERA for Winston Santos. Pitch home, a check swing, and he certainly went around the appeal, and first base umpire Ben Engstrand agrees. 0-2. Santos this year has gotten back to just figuring out the pitching side of things, getting away from being a thrower with the good stuff and back to being a true pitcher, but now has that elevated arsenal, and it's played well for him. He gets a foul ball on the right side. Ross spoils the 0-2 pitch. This year, at Jaye Hickory, after that 6.29 ERA last year, he went 7-3 with a 3.13 ERA. That's overall across both levels this year. Another foul ball on the right side. Back into the seats. Santos ready to throw pitch number 60. With one away and a two-strike count. Pitch home to Ross. Rocketed into left field. That'll dunk down in front of Jesus Cepeda for a single. And so the streak ends of retired batters for Winston Santos. He got the final out of the first, and then sat down seven in a row, so a total of 8 consecutive batters. But Ben Ross is aboard with a one-out single, and that brings in Noah Cardenas, who's in search of his first hit in the series. He grounded out to Cody Freeman to end that first inning. Now 0-4 with 3 strikeouts and 2 walks. Ross has his lead at first. He runs on the pitch. The throw from Hicks is up the line, and Caper Rodriguez able to apply the tag. It took him to the right side of second base, and Rodriguez made a great tag to chop down Ben Ross. It was an interesting swing at the plate by Noah Cardenas, likely trying to protect the runner.
Had to be hit and run.
The swing was about 2 seconds late. Hicks was already standing up by the time he swung.
Yeah, the board here reads 1-0, but he certainly offered it the pitch. Now the 0-1 on its way, runs down and away. And Cardenas, a catcher, making life hard for Liam Hicks behind the plate, putting that bat in motion, trying to protect Ben Ross. The pitch home, cut on and missed, and Santos ahead, 1-2. And Santos, despite giving up a one-out single, has a chance here to make it 3 consecutive 1-2-3 frames after facing 8 batters in that bottom of the first inning. The pitch to Cardenas, taken downstairs. Cardenas came to the plate 5 times back on Friday. He struck out in 3, walked in 2. For the first time in Game 3 of this series, he was able to put the ball in play. It was a ground out to Cody Freeman to end that first inning. Now on a 2-2 count against Winston Santos. The pitch home, rocketed out to left field. Cepeda ranging over towards the line, across into foul territory, and it's on the wrong side of the netting for Winston Santos and Jesus Cepeda. Nothing more than a long foul ball. It remains 2-2. Jarrell Ortega at the bottom of the lineup due up next should Cardenas find a way aboard. Rough Riders again out hitting Wichita tonight 3-2, but trail 2-1. The 2-2 on its way. There's a tapper, a foul ball off the front foot for Cardenas, and he stays alive, and the count remains 2-2.
Dunston Santos creeping near that 70 pitch mark that we anticipate is about his limit today. How they treated Emiliano Teodo, limited him to 75 pitches. No action currently in the pen for the Rough Riders. We saw somebody getting loose earlier as part of that long first inning. Santos ready to go. The 2-2 runs a bit outside, and the count runs full. Cardenas, the number 24 prospect in the Twins organization. Guy really known for his arm and his defensive capabilities behind the plate. So he pops one back out of play over our heads. And back in 2019, Cardenas went to UCLA and immediately started there. Wasn't expected to do much with the bat, but he had a 976 OPS that year, and has really come a long ways with the stick as he hits one hard out to left field, but right at Heysel Cepeda, who takes a couple of steps to his right and a couple of steps in. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Winston Santos. He's through four with just those two runs allowed. They came in the first. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left aboard in the fourth. Four down from Riverfront Stadium. We head to the fifth, where Zach Bigley will return with the Riders trailing the Twin Surge 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Kemba Rodriguez begins the top of the fifth inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 2-1 in this series finale, and Corey Lewis steals home. That's off the outside corner, misses, one ball and no strikes. Now, the Rough Riders have had a hit in each of the last three innings, but just one run to show for it. 1-0. Rodriguez watches the top of the zone for a strike. It's 1-1. The only run, a solo homer by Alejandro Osuna. The pitch, that's low and outside, 2-1. They're actually out hitting the Wind Surge 3-2. They out hit the Wind Surge yesterday 4-3, but lost 4-1. 2-1. Ground ball foul on the left side. It's two balls and two strikes on Rodriguez. Corey Lewis out of UC Santa Barbara, former ninth round pick 2 years ago. Didn't make his debut till last year, but certainly has pitched well today as Rodriguez steps out. UC Santa Barbara has had some pretty good baseball alumni in the major leagues. Here's the wind and the 2-2. There's a ground ball shot the opposite way and into right field. Kemba Rodriguez singles to begin the fifth. Heysel Cepeda makes his way to the plate. Riders trailing by a run. Rangers and Rough Riders fans might immediately, when you say UC Santa Barbara, think of Dylan Tate, who was the former fourth overall selection back in 2015 by the Rangers. Made his money at Baltimore in the big leagues as a reliever. The pitch is bunted out in front of the plate. The catcher, Cardenas, out with a bare hand. He throws out Cepeda. Rodriguez down to second base. A successful sacrifice for Cepeda, moving Rodriguez up to second for the top of the order. 2-3 on the putout.
That's a really good bunt by Aysel Cepeda. It's a nice play behind the plate from Cardenas to be able to chop him down.
And here comes Yason Perez, the acting manager, and that's going to do it for Corey Lewis, getting the first out here in the fifth. And facing the top of the order third time through, they go to the bullpen. So Lewis, who was dealing with a shoulder impingement earlier this year, has been kept very carefully on a pitch count, and a dip into the bullpen for the win surge here in the fifth inning. Riders trailing 2-1 with a runner at second and Osuna due up. We'll step aside, return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change for the wind surge brings Taylor Floyd on the mound, the right-hander, replacing Corey Lewis, who went 4 1/3 innings. Alejandro Osuna, who homered his last time against Lewis, stands in with a runner at second. Riders down 1-2-1. The pitch. There's a fly ball out to right center field, sending Ortega back on a dead run at the warning track. He reaches out and he makes the catch. Rodriguez turns, tags at second, but bluffs onto third as he was halfway in between second and third base. And it's a long fly out for Alejandro Osuna into right center field, where it's a long way out there. It's 400 to dead center, and then to right center it kind of goes out to a point with a 16-foot-high wall, and he can send it to the warning track there. A long flyout for the second out, and here's Liam Hicks. Rodriguez leads from second, the pitch. Hicks takes inside with a fastball, 1-0.
And that's one for Kaber that you have to be standing on third base, because judging that ball, if that ball gets down, you're easily scoring. So Kaber needed to be back on the back, ready to go to third, just in case a pass ball or something able to score him from third here, but not from second.
1-0 is at the bottom of the zone, a strike. 1-1. Floyd, a Carrollton, Texas native, went to Texas Tech and drafted by the Brewers originally in 2019 in the 10th round. Came over in the offseason mid-season last year, on a trade. The pick. Swing and a miss and a good changeup, and it's 1-2 on Hicks. This season, Floyd, 28 appearances, a 4.30 ERA. 40 strikeouts in 37 and two-thirds innings. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And time called. Cardenas walks out, and actually, he changed his mind. He went back behind home plate. 1-2 on Hicks with two down. Riders trying to come up with a big hit with runners in scoring position. They're 0-4 today with runners in scoring position. 1-2. Breaking ball, tapped to the ground, foul into the Riders' dugout on the right side. It's still one ball and two strikes. The Riders had some really good offensive success coming into this series and then scored 8 runs in the opener, but just 1 run yesterday, 1 run today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up away. He strikes out Hicks. Floyd comes in and retires the 2 he sees of the runner at second base and 1 out to keep the Riders off the board. So no runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Bottom of the 5th inning coming up next. The Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We make our way to the home half of the 5th inning and a pitching change for the Rough Riders. Robbie Ahlstrom takes over on the mound. Winston Santos done after his 4 innings of work today. He allowed 2 runs over the 4 innings on 2 hits, struck out 2 and walked 1. And that's a little bit of a misleading line. He pitched much better after the first inning. Left-hander Robbie Ahlstrom deals into Jarell Ortega, the 9-hole hitter, and misses low and outside, 1-0. Santos, after the first, in which he hit 3 batters and walked 1, faced the minimum the rest of the way. 1-0 offering from Ahlstrom. It's up and in. 2 balls and no strikes. Surrendered just 1 hit, a Ben Ross base hit in the left field, who was then immediately caught stealing in the 4th. Ahlstrom readies from this draft. 2-0. That's high, 3-0. Luke, you may have better eyes than me in your young age. Robbie Ahlstrom get a haircut?
It kind of seems like it.
Still not long, but relatively long.
It seems
3-0, strike on the outside corner, 3-1.
Seems like maybe Ricky DeVito might have done a little bit of work on that hair flowing out of the back of his cap.
I think you're right. Ricky DeVito, Riders reliever who cuts hair. The pitch. That fits on the outside corner, a strike. 3-2. 2-1 wind surge lead it over the Riders in this 5th inning. Slight pull side shift on the defensive side for Frisco. Ahlstrom has been one of the best relievers for the Riders this year. Through an inning in the opener of this series, he rifles home. It's a curveball whacked into center field. Ryder Osuna, who froze, now comes in, calls off Cabo Rodriguez, and makes the catch. 1 down for Luke Kuechel. Ahlstrom, the 25-year-old. A 2.15 ERA this season out of the Riders' bullpen. super high strikeout numbers, 49 Ks in 37 and two-thirds innings. 21 walks for him. Originally a draft pick of the Yankees, came over in the Jose Trevino trade. Pitch home. Outside of Kiesel, 1-0. Kiesel, the first baseman, lined out to left his last time up. He was hit by a pitch in the first. Open stance, knees bent. 1-0. A line drive in his center, and it dunks in for a base hit. Kiesel, the number five prospect in the Twins organization, singling here in the fifth with one out. Here's Jake Rucker. Rucker 0 for 2 with a flyout and a strikeout today. Ahlstrom working from the stretch, extreme third base side of the rubber. He kicks home. Fits it up and in, one ball and no strikes. The Riders will be off tomorrow, and then welcoming the Tulsa Drillers for a six-game series. First time seeing Tulsa this year. 1-0. Curveball outside. 2-0. Tulsa, a team that normally will have really good players in terms of prospect status, but isn't always the best team on the field. Well, in the second half, they're 12-8 so far. 2-0. Fouled back. 2-1. They're just one game back of Springfield in the Texas League North. We're the top record there. In the first half, they finished one game under 500. Though had a plus 51 run differential, which was third in the league. Played really well, just didn't have the best record. Throw goes over to first base, not in time. They have Dalton Rushing, who's the number one Dodgers prospect. Looking forward to seeing him when they make the trip down. Should be a fun series. You can get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com, and we have some fun promotions coming up as well over the weekend. Another throw over to first. Kiesel's back in. Coming up on Friday, it's our military appreciation night. We'll also have post-game fireworks presented by Primrose Schools. Riders will play as the Corny Dogs with Texas State Fair and Rodeo. The pitch is rifled out to right field. Ortiz back. He's shy of the warning track. Reaches up to pod out of the air. And there are two outs. Carson McCusker makes his way to the plate with the Riders trailing 2-1 here in the fifth. And it's a night about nothing coming up on Sunday, our tribute to Seinfeld. But Corny Dogs night's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday. It's my favorite Rough Riders, our alternate identity. And Fletcher's Corn Dogs are really good.
I'm getting me one of those then.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to bail one of those innings.
We might have to do a pregame open eating corn dogs.
I'm all about that.
There's a first pitch strike on a curveball to McCusker. It's 0-1. You know, I have a confession to make. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2.
Let's hear it.
I've lived in Texas for 5 years. I've never been to the Texas State Fair.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I need to go.
The North Texas Fair and Rodeo is bringing the fair to us.
Yeah.
In Riders Field on Saturday.
Should be fun. We have State Fair night every year. I don't need to go to the Texas State Fair. There's a throw to first. Kiesel's back in on his feet. McCusker flied out to center, nearly missing a home run his last time up. Ahlstrom pitches. Fought off the hands. A one-hopper out towards first. Right to Freiner Chavez, who's got it and steps in the bag to retire the side in the fifth. So a harmless single allowed by Robbie Ahlstrom in a scoreless fifth inning. We go to the top of the sixth inning next. The Rough Riders trail the Wind Surge 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Cody Freeman starts it for the Riders in the top of the sixth inning. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Binkley. Very happy to have you on this series finale. Freeman, the right-handed batter, against the low three-quarter arm slot, Taylor Floyd from the right side. The pitch. And that misses just inside. One ball and no strikes. It's Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher, and Abimelech Ortiz for the Riders in this sixth inning, trying to jumpstart the offense. Only one run on a solo homer today. The pitch. There's a grounder out to short. Ross has it measured. He fields and throws out Freeman. One away, here's Josh Hatcher. Hatcher doubled in the fourth, but not your typical double. It was a sun-aided pop-up. Jake Rucker at third couldn't corral. Pitch home. Ground ball foul to the right side. It's 0-1. In fact, the Riders only have one hit today that's hit the outfield grass. Gabriel Rodriguez single in the fifth inning. Josh Hatcher an infield double. Alejandro Osuna a solo homer. And an infield single from Freiner Chavez in the second. The pitch. That's outside. It's one ball and one strike. Not that that's really worth anything, but baseball is a funny way sometimes. We had 7 combined hits yesterday with the Riders out hitting Wichita 4-3. Pitch is hit hard into left center field, tailing away from Ortega. He tracks it down and makes the catch. 2 outs. That one stung by Josh Hatcher to the opposite field into left center. Ortega got a really nice first step. And with that ball sailing away from him off the bat of the left-hander, able to make the grab in the alley. Abimelech Ortiz stands in from the left side. Pitch home. There's a ground ball to the right side. Pass to Ivan Kieschel out into right field. Ortiz has himself a base hit, and after striking out his first 2 times up, he's now hit safely in 6 of his last 7. Two-out base runner for the Riders, tying run aboard. Here's Max Acosta representing the go-ahead run. Briscoe with just 1 home run in the first 3 games of this series. 2 home runs. Josh Hatcher had a 3-run homer in the opener. Acosta has flied out to right and popped out to short. The pitch. He watches on the outside edge of the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. 2-1, Riders trail. Top of the sixth. Floyd ready from the stretch. And he lifts the leg, comes home. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, it's 0-2. Nasty slider tailing away from the right-handed batter. It's such a tough arm slot for righties to pick up. Floyd stretches. 0-2. Slider away. Misses in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Righties are actually hitting it better against him than lefties are. 261 average against him versus 231 for lefties. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Change up down and in. He strikes out Acosta, and the side is retired in the sixth. No runs on a hit. No errors and one runner left on base. Bottom six next. Riders trail 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Tyler Owens taking over for the Rough Riders and Robbie Ahlstrom as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 2-1 Wichita. Jefferson Morales, the first batter in the initial pitch, flutters across the inside corner with a cutter for a strike. It's 0-1 to Morales. 0-1 today with a hit by pitch. Owens becomes the last pitcher to throw in this series for the Riders bullpen as this offering is popped up into foul ground to the right side. And Freddy Chavez right there to make a basket catch. Willie Mays Hayes style in foul ground. One out. Nice catch, kid. Don't ever do it again. Nonchalant grab for Chavez. One out, and here's Tanner Schobel, 2-1 Wichita. Ahlstrom goes an inning of work, allowing just one hit. The pitch. Cutter inside corner, a strike, 0-1. We got three outs on balls in play. It's not normal for Ahlstrom, normally a strikeout guy. The offering is just below the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Owens is still trying to bump those strikeout numbers up in 31 in the third innings, just 31 strikeouts for him. His stuff would tell you he should have many more strikeouts than that. 1-1. Lashed foul down the right side. It's one ball and two strikes. He's been very effective, though, a 2.59 ERA in his 23 outings. Missed some time with a left shoulder injury earlier in the year. Stretch in the 1-2. Bouncing ball right back to the hill. Owens has got it. He sets his feet and throws him out at first. Two outs. Tyler Dearden takes his turn now. Riders trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Dearden 0-1 with a walk. First pitch. Line foul into the netting left side. No balls in one strike. Rough Riders just have not been able to muster much offense today. Not a lot of offense on either side. 0-1. Just outside. It's one ball and one strike. Wichita has scored both their runs in the first inning today. Sack fly and an infield RBI single. 1-1 offering. Line to third. Ryan at Freeman. He makes the catch chest high, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Owens. And nicely done by the Riders' right-hander. We go top seven. It's 2-1. Rough Riders trail it. Luke Maley takes over on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Visiting portion of the seventh inning, Rough Riders still trailing the wind surge 2-1 alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Bailey with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. It's the bottom third of the order due up for the Riders here. And Franier Chavez, Gabriel Rodriguez, and Hazel Cepeda. Javi in from the left side. Taking on John Stankiewicz. Javi hits a high fly ball and foul ground on the right side. Kieschel back in the warning track, reaching over the tarp, and he's there to make the play. Fell into the netting and able to hold on. What a play from the first baseman for Wichita, and that picks up the first out of this seventh inning.
The second baseman, Rodriguez.
Rodriguez in to face Stankiewicz. All right-hander comes at a high leg kick in the pitch home. Misses down and away. Stankiewicz, 6'4", 230 pounds. Kick home, and Rodriguez backing out of the box. Launches a call and strike. Just caught the bottom of the zone. Third pitcher used today for Wichita. Pitch home. Rodriguez hits a foul ball on the right side. Kieschel headed back towards that tarp, but no chance there as it's halfway up the seats. Corey Lewis started this game allowing just one earned run and came on a solo homer by Alejandro Osuna. Pitch home, and Rodriguez takes again downstairs. Even at two balls and two strikes. One away, and the base is clear for the Rough Riders in the top of the seventh inning. They trail 2-1 despite leading in the hits category 5-3 today. Right-hander tosses home, and it misses. Rodriguez works the count full. Bounce in and out of Cardenas mitt. Rodriguez singled his last trip up on a ground ball through the right side. Now 1-2. And Cardenas wants to talk something over with his tall right-hander.
He'll trot out to the hill. Rodriguez in the series down 2-for-8. He has worked 3 walks. Rough Riders just in search of base runners at the moment. Aysel Cepeda on deck, and then the order will turn over to the top of the lineup for the 4th time through. Payoff pitch. Rodriguez lashes it into left field, down a base hit. He takes a wide turn at first, but it'll shut things down there. Morales was quick to get on it. On a line drive, base hit to left. The 6th hit for the Rough Riders today, and the 2nd for Kaber Rodriguez. Here's Aysel Cepeda, who laid down a sacrifice bunt his last time up to get Rodriguez over to 2nd. That was with nobody in. And his first at-bat, he lined out to left center field. Open stance on the first pitch home. It's cut on and missed on a pitch down and away. Mentioned Cepeda across 3 games. Picked up 1 hit against Northwest Arkansas last week. He checks his swing. They appeal down to first. And Ben Engstrand says he went around. Nothing in 2 on 2 pitches a bit outside. Cepeda will shorten up. Try to push this inning along. Rodriguez dancing at first, and the pitch home. Again on the outer edge. Foul ball back to the screen. Cepeda has just 1 home run this year, and if you go back to it, it was against San Antonio in a game in which he hit the home run to give the Rough Riders the lead and then made a diving catch the following inning that robbed extra bases from San Antonio and likely a pair of runs that would have given the Missions the lead right back. The pitch home, and Cepeda fouls it back off the screen. 4 pitches, still 0-2. And since being put on the development list a few weeks ago, Cepeda, since coming back, has shown off some power, but he hasn't had much to show for it. We've seen a lot of long flyouts or long foul balls. Another 0-2 on the way. Cepeda checks his swing, and they say he went around. He's down on strikes. He's pleading his case with Trevor Patience, the home plate umpire who made the call. But it's the first strikeout for Stankiewicz. Alejandro Osuna is responsible for the lone run today for the Rough Riders. A solo homer back in the 3rd. Digs in from the left side with 2 gone and Kaber Rodriguez at first. There's a bouncing ball to Kieschel, who flips underhand to 2nd. Low. But Ross able to dig it out, and that ends the inning. With the 3-6 force out, the Rough Riders go quietly. No runs on 1 hit. No errors, and Kaber Rodriguez left stranded. We head to the last of the 7th inning. It's still a 2-1 advantage for the Wind Surge on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Oh,
bottom of the seventh inning, a 2-1 lead for Wichita as Ben Ross digs in against Tyler Owens. Owens ready to go to work, and his first offering glides a bit downstairs. And Zach, the Rangers are in action today, taking on the Orioles.
Yeah, they are, and they're up 3-0. Jonah Heim, a 3-run homer. Andrew Heaney throwing well so far, 4 2/3 innings, just allowing one hit.
And 4 strikeouts for him as Owens delivers downstairs and falls behind 2-0.
Yeah, the Rangers need this win just about as badly as you could possibly need a win right now.
Certainly so. Coming out of the break, taking on a good O's team. So there's a pop-up on the right side, trickling towards out of play. Ranger Chavez up against the netting, watches it bounce into about the fifth row. 2-1. For Andrew Heaney, what an interesting year it's been for him. Today's lowered his ERA to a 3.64. And with 77 pitches, you expect him to come out for the fifth inning. But entering today, a 3.79 ERA to go along with a 3-10 record. Pitch home, and there's a line drive out to deep right field. Ortiz going back, and it's over his head, up against the wall. Extra bases for Ben Ross, and he pulls into second and shuts it down there with a leadoff stand-up double.
Well, Ross has had a miserable season offensively, but he's killing the Riders today. He's 3-for-3 with 2 singles and now a double.
Entered today 1-for-9 in the series across a couple of games. Now 3-for-3 today to make him a nice 4-for-12. RBI single on a broken bat single in the first and a single in the fourth. And now a double here in the seventh. First offering home to Noah Cardenas. Just misses a bit upstairs for ball one.
You know what would keep this inning scoreless right here? We do a little trivia.
Let's do a little trivia. All right, hander Owens rocks and fires, and Cardenas watches a called strike, even at 1-1. And we like to tie it into this day in baseball history. So back in 1973, Zach, Hank Aaron hit home run number 700 of his career, came against the Phillies in a loss. Owens comes set at the bell, kicks and fires, and delivers a bit inside, 2-1. Hank Aaron was named an All-Star 25 times, which is the most in Major League history. Zach, we're going to see how many of the top 10 players outside of Hank Aaron you can name in total All-Star selections. As there's a pop-up on the right side, back out of play.
Okay, so Willie Mays.
Willie Mays is 2 with 24.
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew is number 5 on the list.
18, if I remember right.
I think so. I didn't write it down. It was right around that number.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Yastrzemski is 6.
So I'll tell you my thought process here, because it used to be the reason he has 25 All-Stars
is you
could be a midseason and postseason All-Star. So I don't have that anymore. So it's probably in the 40s, 50s, 60s range for a lot of these guys.
Yep.
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle is 9. Zach Bigley is cruising. Here's the 2-2, and there's a line drive down the left field line. Hooking foul. Cardenas just missed an RBI double. Instead, he'll trot back with another 2-2 count.
What about Bob Gibson?
Bob Gibson doesn't make the cut. Let's see where he's at, though.
Do you know what year they stopped doing the double All-Stars?
Yes, I do. It was, I had it earlier, as Owens delivers downstairs. I saw the years. I thought it was 1952, maybe.
Okay.
Where did I see that? I was looking at it earlier. Owens ready to go. The payoff pitch. Cut on and missed. Went with an elevated fastball, and he picks up the strikeout for out number one. Let's see here. 1959 to 1962.
Okay.
A 2 All-Star game era.
What about Mike Schmidt?
Mike Schmidt doesn't make the cut.
So we're looking at 15 All-Stars or so
right
to make the list,
there, yeah.
yeah.
Owens ready to go to work against Jarell Ortega. Watches ball one. We've got Hank Aaron at one, Willie Mays two, Ron Carew five.
Willie McCovey?
No McCovey.
Okay.
She was on the streak, I think, for most consecutive starts. Was that right? We did that earlier this year. I knew he was at least close. The pitch home. Tapped in the air on the right side and works its way into the seats. Also have Yastrzemski at six and Mickey Mantle at nine. Everyone other
Yogi
than
Berra.
One player. Yes, Yogi okay. Berra is 10. Everyone on this list is a Hall of Famer except for one, and there's a reason for that. So if you mull that over.
Is it Pete Rose?
It is Pete Rose.
Okay.
We're just missing number three, number four, and number seven now. Pitch home is a line drive up the middle. Caber Rodriguez has it. He 360s back to the bag to double off Ben Ross. And the inning is over. Tyler Owens faces the minimum. He gets a line-out double play to Caber Rodriguez to end the frame. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the top of the eighth inning. We'll continue our trivia when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Liam Hicks in from the left side to open up the eighth inning, and he watches a called strike at the bottom of the zone. We continue our searching for this day in baseball history, tied into Hank Aaron's 700th home run, the most all-star selections by players. Pitch misses a bit outside to Liam Hicks, even at 1-1. Hank Aaron was named 25 times, the most of any player. And Zach is now just missing number 3, number 4, and number 7 in the top 10 list. Pitch home to Hicks, runs upstairs, 2-1 advantage.
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams is number 7.
Okay.
Just missing 3 and 4. Pitch home. Takes a breaking ball called a strike.
Stan Musial.
Stan Musial is who I thought you were going to guess. And he is number 3.
Okay.
Just missing one. Pitch home is looped over the second baseman Schobel's head and into right field. Liam Hicks extends his hitting streak to 8 games. Leadoff single here in the eighth, and the Rough Riders have the tying run on the base paths for Cody Freeman. 9 of the 10 names Zach has cleared from the most all-star selections in Major League history.
I have 2 that are in my mind.
Okay. Pitch home to Freeman. Slider called a strike on the inner edge.
Not sure if they're just under or not.
Let's hear it.
Frank Robinson.
Frank Robinson does not make the cut.
Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks does not make
the
cut.
Oh, okay.
Pitch home. Another breaking ball. And that one rides a bit inside.
Position players, though, right?
Position player. Known for playing a long time. Played a ton of games.
Cal. Okay.
Correct. The pitch home. Freeman takes, and it just misses. 2-1 advantage for the right-handed hitting third baseman. And there's your top 10 list. Cal Ripken finishes off that list. Zach named the top 10 players with the most all-star game selections in Major League history. Stankiewicz kicks and fires, and Freeman waves and misses over the top. And it's even at 2-2. We'll go back through that list. Hank Aaron at 1, Willie Mays, Stan Musial, Cal Ripken Jr., Rod Carew, the top 5. And then rounding it out, Carl Yastrzemski, Ted Williams, Pete Rose, Mickey Mantle, and Yogi Berra round out that list. Right-hander fires, and here's a pop-up back behind the plate. Cardenas looking up at it, and he watches it bounce into the fourth row.
It's a pretty good list.
9 Hall of Famers, and the one guy without an induction into the Hall of Fame has the numbers to be a Hall of Famer. He rose.
It's not the self-control, unfortunately.
Not the self-control.
I'm excited for that documentary that's coming out about him.
That'll be really interesting.
Should be fun.
One heck of a player. Freeman asked in granite time. Was just looking up to see what Round Rock has in store tonight. They're not till 6:35. Maybe the debut of Kellen Strom at the AAA level. Freeman lashes one into center field, sinking on a Ortega in center, but he's there to make the grab right about chest high. Freeman hit it hard, but he lines out to center field and falls to 0 for 4 today. Here's Josh Hatcher, who has a double as part of a 1 for 3 day and a 2-hit night back on Friday before having last night off. And also included a 3-run homer to straightaway center field. Homer here could put the Riders out ahead. Pitch home. Hatcher takes down and away. Excited for Kellen Strom getting a call to AAA. Hatcher batting from the left side. The pitch home. He checked his swing. They appeal down out to second base. Brandon Tipton says he didn't offer. It's 2 balls and no strikes on the left-handed hitting Josh Hatcher with Abimelech Ortiz standing on deck. Liam Hicks over at first base after the leadoff single. With one away, the pitch. Another check swing. He tried to hold it back that time. Hatcher can't believe it, but Brandon Tipton this time says he went around. Hatcher looked out towards second base, tucked his bat under his left shoulder, and then said, held the arms out and questioned how he went around on that. But it's 2-1 as he takes a called strike that time, and he can't believe the strike call now. He's asked for time, and he's granted it by Trevor Patience behind the plate. Hatcher thinks it should be a 4-pitch walk. Instead, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes without swinging the bat. Stankiewicz readies. Pitch home, runs outside, and the count moves to full. Just over 2 hours into this one. Here in the top of the eighth, the Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Payoff to Hatcher, tapped softly on the ground, out towards first. Kieschel goes to second for one. And that'll be it. Good play by the first baseman for Wichita, Luke Kieschel, able to chop down Liam Hicks, and Josh Hatcher replaces him at first base.
That's such a rare play by a first baseman. I would say 9 times out of 10, first baseman will go to first with that, get the sure out, but Kieschel, very sure of himself, able to just spin and throw right on target out to second base.
That's a first baseman that has a lot of experience on the left side of the infield as Ortiz fouls the first pitch up just to the right of home. Luke Kieschel played some shortstop, some third base. really settling into the groove at first base where we've seen him in this series. Right-hander peers in. The pitch home. Hatcher runs. The throw on the money and not in time. Hatcher slid off the back of the bag, but Ross didn't hold the tag on him. It's a stolen base for Josh Hatcher. The first stolen bag of the day for the Rough Riders. So the tying run stands at second base for Abimelech Ortiz, even in the count at a ball and a strike. Ortiz awaits the pitch. Tapped on the ground up the first baseline, and Kieschel is there to grab it in fair ground. He races to the pillow in front of Abby, and the inning over. The Rough Riders get a leadoff single, but unable to score. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one stranded. We head to the last of the eighth inning. Rough Riders still trailing the win surge 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas, it's a 2-1 advantage for the home team, the win surge. You're in the bottom of the eighth inning, and there's a new arm on the hill for the Rough Riders, a bit of a surprise one. It's a normal starter in Nick Krauth, who faces the top of the lineup in Luke Kieschel, and his first pitch runs down and away. The fourth pitcher used today by the Rough Riders, after Santos, then Alstrom and Owens, it's Nick Krauth, and he misses down and away with a slider. Krauth making his second relief appearance of the year, his first since April 21st, where he went one inning on the road, allowing three earned runs on three walks and a hit against the Arkansas Travelers. And he misses a bit inside in the first three offerings. And the second relief appearance of the year for Nick Krauth have all missed. This is his 16th overall appearance, his second relief appearance. And he issues a four-pitch walk to Luke Kieschel, who's aboard for the third time tonight. Kieschel's done exactly what you want from the leadoff man. Top of the card, he has led off three times in this ballgame. Or checked out two times. He led off the ball game with a hit-by-pitch and now a walk here in the eighth. With one out, he got aboard in the fifth. Liam Hicks talking something over with Nick Krauth. Well, Tyler Owens looked solid in his first appearance of the series. Owens went two innings, allowing just one hit while striking out one. Krauth trying to keep this a one-run ball game. Bring the Rough Riders up in the top of the ninth. Rucker squares to Bunny, lays down a good one. Krauth off the top of the hill. A bare-handed high throw to first base is in time. But Rucker does his job, laying down the sack bunt, pushing Luke Kieschel up to second base. Wind surge scored two in the bottom of the first inning. They've led the entire way. The Rough Riders cut the lead in half with a run in the top of the third. That's all the offense today. The Rough Riders, one run on seven hits. It's two runs on four hits for Wichita as Carson McCusker digs in. The pitch home, and McCusker takes down and away. We've talked time and time again about the series for McCusker. He's 0-for-2 today with a hit-by-pitch, and overall now 0-for-6 with five walks and a hit-by-pitch. Chance to drive in his first run of the series. Batting from the right side, the 1-0 runs a bit outside. And Krauth falls behind, two balls and no strikes. McCusker, generally the right fielder for Wichita, getting the day off defensively and sliding into that three spot in the order as the designated hitter. The pitch home, and McCusker takes a called strike on the inner edge. Nick Krauth was the starter on the 4th of July in front of the second largest crowd in Riders history in Riders Field. Pitch home. Breaking ball runs a bit inside. And it's a 3-1 advantage for McCusker. That start wasn't the best for Nick Krauth, but he's been pretty solid on the year. 7-3. Tied for the team lead in wins with 7. And a 5.33 ERA. Pitch home. And it misses upstairs. The second walk issued by Nick Krauth. And it's now first and second with one away here in the eighth. Rough Riders have used some late inning offense to come back in ball games. Windsurge would love to tack on a run or two of insurance. There's Jefferson Morales, who's been held hitless today. Pitch home, cut on and missed. Morales was hit by a pitch in the first inning, but stranded at third base. He has since popped out on the infield twice, once in fair territory and once foul to Franier Chavez. Hicks blocks, and that keeps the runners at bay at first and second. It's Kieschel on second base who worked a walk, and McCusker behind him, who also reached via the free pass. Morales at the dish, even at 1-1. Tanner Schoble standing on deck. Runners go, and the pitch home is fouled off to the right side. Kieschel got a tremendous jump, and had Morales taken, it was likely a pair of stolen bases. Krauth wasn't too high with the leg kick there, but Kieschel read him like a book and took off just before he lifted the leg. The timing couldn't have been better. Luckily for the Rough Riders, the double play is still in order after the foul ball. To aboard with one gone in a 2-1 ball game. The series finale of this three-game set on the road for the Rough Riders. 1-2 on its way, and it runs inside. Morales nearly got hit by it. Spun out of the way just a bit too much. Narrowly missed hitting the jersey. Would have loaded the bases. Instead, just a ball, two balls, and two strikes. High leg kick in the pitch home. There's a fly ball on the shallow right field. Ortiz charging in. Stops. Now gets behind the baseball. He makes the play. And not deep enough to move the runner. Nick Krauth picks up the second out of the frame. And he's one out away from sending the offense back to the plate. Looking to tie or take the lead in the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders won the opening game of this series using some early offense. Yesterday held to just a run. Today held to just a one run through eight innings. And the pitch home skips away from Hicks. But the runners stay put. Tanner Schoble, the 10th-ranked prospect in the Twins organization, at the plate. The pitch home, 1-0, runs down and away. Schoble in the series, 1-for-9. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out back to the hill today. He did provide a sacrifice fly in the first inning. Pitch home. Taking it and just misses. Three balls and no strikes to Tanner Schobel. And Nick Kraut at risk of walking the bases loaded. Tyler Dearden standing on deck. Pitch home from Kraut. Over the heart of the plate. It was tank all the way for Schobel. Three and one. Likely have the green light here. Kraut lifts and fires and delivers a strike. Three consecutive balls, now back-to-back strikes. And the count runs full. The runners will move on the pitch. Kraut with the ball pinned to his back, and now comes set. Deep breath, and he lifts. Runners go. The pitch home is laced into center field. Osuna started in, now trots back, and he's there to make the grab right about head high. And Nick Kraut issues a pair of walks in the bottom of the eighth, but the Wichita Wind Surge goes scoreless. No runs on no hits, no errors, and two left. We head to the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders coming up, trailing 2-1. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, it's Zach Bigley on the mic.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine, Riders trailing and looking to come from behind and win this one. They trail 2-1. They face Cody Lawyerson here in the ninth inning, taking over for John Stankiewicz. Max Acosta, Franer Chavez, Caber Rodriguez, 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order. Acosta 0-for-3 today, needing a hit to extend his hitting streak to 7 games, hitting .458 in his last 6. Riders out hitting the Wind Surge 7-4. They out hit them yesterday in a loss as well. Pitch home. Swinging a bounder foul back behind home on the ground, and it's 0-1. On Acosta, the shortstop, who's flied out, popped out, and struck out. The Riders' lone run, a solo homer by Alejandro Osuna in the third. Lawyerson readies in the 0-1 pitch on the way to Acosta. Outside, 1-1. We saw Lawyerson throw in game one of this series. He threw a scoreless inning, getting 2 flyouts and a groundout. In fact, the 3 that he'll see here are the exact same 3 that he saw in game one. 1-1. Low and outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Acosta and Rodriguez flew out to right field while Freiner Chavez grounded out to third against him. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riders have had their chances today. They've had a hit in every inning except for the first. And they've stranded a base runner in every inning but the third. They just have not been able to come through with runners in scoring position. 0-for-6 today with runners in scoring position. 2-2 home. Acosta bounces it foul up the third baseline, and it's still two balls and two strikes. The Riders have scored just two runs in their last 17 offensive innings now. Last 19 offensive innings if you take it back to Friday. 2-2. Acosta rams it in the left center field, sending Ortega back into the alley, and he runs it down and makes the catch. One down here in the ninth, and Freiner Chavez makes his way to the plate.
The first baseman, Freiner Chavez.
Lawyerson, tall right-handed pitcher, 6'4", 205 pounds, 26 years old, out of Bingham, Maine. Making his 16th appearance, a 6.16 ERA for the wind surge this year. The pitch, outside 1-0. Opponents have hit him around a little bit. But 21 strikeouts in 19 innings to just 5 walks. One nothing offering. That slips outside, 2-0. The scoreless outing that he had against Frisco in game one of this series snapped a 3-outing streak in which he surrendered at least one run. He deals. Rifle foul the opposite way on the left side. And it's two balls and one strike on Chavi, who has singled on a ground ball to Jake Rucker at third. Bounce back to the pitcher in the fourth and popped out in the seventh, the first baseman. 2-1. In the air on the left side, a pop-up in foul ground. Rucker, the third baseman, over in foul territory, and he makes the catch. The Riders down to their final out today. It's Caber Rodriguez, who's 2-for-3. Caber, a right-handed batter. Riders one run on 7 hits today. Lawyerson readies and fires. Rodriguez watches over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Frisco trying for a come-from-behind win here in the finale and avoid dropping the series in Wichita. 0-1. Swinging a little nubber off the end of the bat up the first base line. Lawrison off the hill. He's got it and throws it out. Ball game over. Riders fall to the wind surge 2-1 in the finale. They drop the series 2-1, and they'll head back home to start a 6-game series against Tulsa on Tuesday. We hope you can stick around for the post-game show. We hope to see you out at Riders Field this week. You can get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network after this 2-1 loss.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Riverfront Stadium, The Rough Riders drop the series 2-1. It is Taylor Floyd who gets the win. He improves to 1-2. Winston Santos dropping his first game at the AA level, falling to 1-1. And Cody Lawyerson picks up save number 3. The final score, 2-1, Wichita, as they win the second and third games of this 3-game set to take home the series win. Rough Riders headed back to Frisco later this evening, and then back in action on Tuesday. You look at how this one got there. It was a tough first inning for Winston Santos. He issued 3 hit-by-pitches as well as a walk. Got a sacrifice fly and an infield broken bat single to provide the 2 runs for Wichita in this game. The rest of the way, the Riders staff was able to keep them off the board. They added 1 on a solo homer by Alejandro Osuna in the third, and that's where the final score came to rest. 2-1 the final. The Rough Riders, for the second consecutive night, lose despite out-hitting the Wichita Wind Surge. 2-1 the final. The Rough Riders drop 12-9 in this second half, 56-34 overall. Wichita on a 2-game winning streak now, winning tonight 7-14 in the second half, 38-52 overall. The Rough Riders tonight, the only multi-hit performance came from Caber Rodriguez. He went 2-for-4 as they collected a total of 7 hits. Alejandro Osuna logged the only run scored and the only RBI on a one-out solo homer in the top of the third inning. 2-1 the final score. The Rough Riders back in action, back at Riders Field as they take on the Dodgers-affiliated Tulsa Drillers for a 6-game series running Tuesday through Sunday. All sorts of fun stuff going on at Riders Field for that week. Check out the Riders' full promotional schedule at ridersbaseball.com. They're apps us up from Wichita. The Riders headed back home to Frisco for a series beginning on Tuesday. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey saying thanks for spending your Sunday afternoon with us. Have a great rest of your evening, and we hope to catch you back at Riders Field on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!